Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And at all, I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
We go to the sixth inning and a pitching change here in Arena. Eli Alt is now in to work for the Aces, replacing Nate Jennings. Nate moves to second base. Jimmy Jennings is the shortstop. The line on Nate Jennings today, he walks two, strikes out four, gives up two hits, gives up a run, hits two batters as well. Now move to a position, and Eli Alt, who was the winning pitcher the last time these two teams played, is now on in relief. Eli will face the 2-3 and 4 batters, Kyle Thompson, Trey Gordon, and Chase Ignatius. 5-1 Arena in the lead. Alt from the windup. There's the pitch. Bullseye, strike one. Nothing in one to the batter. Five runs on a total of eight hits for Arena. Third ball inside, one ball and one strike. Make that four, six, yeah, eight hits. Trying to check back on all my scribbling. 1-1, here's the pitch. Foul ball and out of play. Two strikes. 1-2 to the hitter. One run, two hits. That's all for Hollandale. They have stranded three. Here's the pitch. Alt with a curveball. Strike. Three calls. And there is one away. That will bring up Trey Gordon. Gordon has popped out and lined out. A couple of swings, and he will stand in here. Eli from the windup, there's the pitch, down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Alt standing tall on the hill from the windup, there's the pitch. Shot the corner and missed, ball two. Gordon looking for his first hit. Here's the pitch. He saws one off and foul, out of way and way out of here. Right field line, and the count goes to 2-1. Here's the next pitch. Third ball bounced foul outside of third. Strike two. 2-2. Eli Alt with a storied high school and college career. And he's a gamer. I would put the odds on him just about any sport he competes in. 2-2, that one is down low for a ball. 3-2. The nice thing about this guy, Eli, is he is an all-around nice guy as well. 3-2 offering, that one swung on and missed, and there are two up and two down. The batter will be Chase Ignatius.
Chase Ignatius.
Ignatius has struck out, and he has singled. Ball comes back in from the outfield. Devin was lost about the second inning. Maybe that was a previous game. I don't know where that came from. All right, we're ready. Ignatius takes a look at a curveball strike. Nice one. Nothing in one. Two up, two down in the sixth inning. Here's the next pitch, swinging and a foul straight back. Strike two. Allendale has gone in order three times today. Eli Ault now on. Nate Jennings got out of the fifth with a line drive that was tremendously played by this guy. Ault, that one is down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Taking only a base hit in shallow center, then throwing out the base runner at first base who had gone way too far toward second base. 1-2 offering. Ault from the windup. There is the pitch. There's strike three. Eli Ault comes on in relief and strikes out the side in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six here in Arena. 5-1, the Aces lead Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
In the bottom of the sixth for Arena, Eli Ault will lead it off, followed by Jimmy Jennings and Nate Jennings. Top three in the order for Arena, leading by a score of 5-1. Aiden Fishnick on for his second full inning of work, came on in relief in the fourth inning for Hollandale. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and missed, nothing in one. Fishnick with some heat on the inside. Ault adjusts the cap, now stands back in, ready to go is Fishnick, and Eli trying to make contact. He's been on twice today. This one is just a bit outside, 1-1. Let off the game with a single, then flew out in the third and walked and scored in the fourth. Fishnick to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2-1 to the batter. Fishnick working the ball in the glove. Here's the pitch. Bounced by Ault down the line. That is a foul ball. Strike two. That did not miss by all that much. Just this side of the third base bag by inches. Sun has kind of gone under a cloud briefly, and it's amazing. It's almost like somebody turned the air on, even though it probably isn't that big of a difference, but the humidity suddenly dropped a little bit. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Down low, ball three. 3-2 on Ault. Time is called, and now Fishnick gets the baseball back. Back for the payoff pitch on Eli Ault. Here's the pitch. Got away. Ball four. Arena has a base runner again. That is walk number three given up by Aiden Fishnick. He walked the first two batters he saw, and he came out in relief and was able to get the final out on a defensive play. Jimmy Jennings has struck out. He has singled and scored and walked and scored. Alt will lead at first base. Jimmy bunts it, first base side, foul ball, strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. This came following a pattern of nearly 3 innings per hour. So we're nearing the 2 hours old mark. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Alt leads at first. Batter bunts again. This one out in front of the plate. Picked up by Fishnick. His only play is to first. That's close. They got him. Wow. Kind of a lazy underhand over into the first baseman's mitt. And Jimmy Jennings almost beat that out. Eli Alt is sacrificed to second base. And Nate Jennings will be the batter. Nate has reached on an error. He has flown out to left field, and he has walked here for the Arena Aces. Alt with good speed, leading at second base. Fishnick is set. There's the pitch, and that is a strike. 0-1 to the batter. Alt leads again at second. 0-1 pitch from Fishnick. Curveball inside. Count goes to 1-1. Alt gets the tag and a big-time lead. Fishnick kicks, fires. This one popped behind second base. Who's got it? Center fielder coming on. Center fielder can't make the play. It drops in there. Alt stays at second. Nate Jennings sneaks in a mile high in the air. Ball that no one could catch up to. So 2 on, 1 away, and Zach Cady will be the hitter. Zach has lined out and hit a couple of singles at an RBI back in the fourth inning. Runners get their leads. And here's the pitch to Zach. It's going to be bounced toward third. Knocked down, bobbled. They're going to pick it up. There'll be no throw. Everybody is safe. Arena has loaded the bases with one away here in the inning. Second, Hollandale error. Alt goes to third. Nate Jennings at second. Zach Cady at first base. 5-1 Arena. They're trying to build on that lead. Spurley with a couple of hits today, including an RBI hit in the third and a single, and he scored in the fifth. Here's the pitch. This one popped up. This one is playable on the third base side and caught by the third baseman, Jackson Wendler, for out number two. So again, that might be one of the first times Arena has swung at a first pitch.
Next batter.
Alt at third, Jennings at second, Cady at first for Max Miles, who's in search of his first hit today. He has grounded out, struck out, and laid down a sacrifice. Fishnick is set up with Gordon's target, and the pitch ripped down the line, but foul. Max Miles pulled that to deep left field, but foul ball. Nothing and one to the batter. Crowd on hand today enjoying this one. Curious but well-behaved, looking for the shade. Nothing and one. There's strike two. Nothing and two on Max Miles. Bray Schulte due up next here for the Aces. Fishnick is set. The kick and the pitch. This one fought off and fouled. First base side. Max Miles stays alive. Arena tags the bags at 1, 2, and 3. The 0-2 coming up for Max. Fishnick is set. Here comes the pitch. Down low. Walked by Gordon. 1-2 to the batter. Time out for the plate to be swept. Arena also doing well in the night league. They scored a win over Wisconsin Dells 9-3 on Thursday night. One more regular season game, and there's a chance at hometown playoffs in that league as well. 1-2 offering from Fishnick. Here's the pitch inside. Back him away. Two balls and two strikes to Max Miles. Ault at third. Jennings at second. Cady at first for the Aces in the sixth inning. 2-2 offering. Curveball, strike three. Caught him looking, and that'll do it. That retires Arena. Second strikeout for Fishnick, and the Aces strand the bases loaded. No runs. There was a hit. There was a Hollandale error, and three left on. We go to the seventh inning. Arena leading it 5-1 in Western Section home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the top of the seventh inning, leading off for Hollandale will be Trenton Owens. He is the number six hitter, followed by number seven hitter, Brant James, the DH, and Jackson Wendler, the third baseman. Arena leading it 5-1. Eli Ault back to work. Here comes the pitch, just a bit outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Ault always back and ready to go quickly. Here's the pitch outside, ball two. 2-0. Wind up and the pitch. That's a strike. He brought it in just a little bit. Caught the corner of the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Timeout. Like the umpire talking with the batter for a moment, ready to go now. 2-1. Ault from the windup. The pitch fouled straight back. Count goes to 2-2. He'll take it back to Eli Ault. Nate Jennings stands to get the win. He left with the lead. Ault has retired the first three he has faced. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of first. They'll come back and do it again. Hollandale, it's third time through the batting order. Here's the pitch. Got away. Ball three. Count is full now on the hitter, Trenton Owens. From the windup, the pitch lifted well. Center fielder back, 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 and this ball is off the fence in left center field. Owens digging for two, and he's there with a double for Hollandale. First hit off of Eli Ault, and Trenton Owens hightails it to second base. First extra base hit today for Hollandale. Just their third hit of the game. So that will bring up James. He has grounded out and walked. Nobody out, one on here in the seventh inning. All kicks and fires. That one lifted foul, first base side, and out of play. Nothing in one. James with a big bat here in the lineup for the Rockies, trying to get a little bit of momentum on their side. Arena has scored five unanswered runs today after Hollandale had the lead. Curveball strike on an inside corner, and it is nothing in two. James back in, Cox the bat, all checks the runner. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Spurley at first, Nate Jennings at second, Jimmy Jennings at short, Trey Schulte at third for the Arena Aces. 1-2, here's the pitch. Ripped to right, Katie coming over a couple of steps, and he's got it. Back to second base, not in time to get the runner. So a line drive to the right fielder. That Katie's made a couple of good plays in right field. Jackson Wendler will be the batter. Jackson hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third and flew out to right in the fourth inning. Runner gets the lead at second. The pitch is called a strike, nothing in one. Wendler moving back into the batter's box. Runner at second with one away. And here comes the pitch. That's the curveball again on a strike. Very deceptive from Eli Alt. Fooling the Hollandale batters. Here's the next pitch. Curveball bounce foul. Alt giving him a steady diet of those curves. You can lose weight on those. Swinging around and using a lot of energy. Sometimes looking foolish. Benton Owens leads at second. Here's a pitch. That one is down low. One ball and two strikes to the batter here in the seventh inning. Here comes the next pitch. Bouncing ball towards short. Picked up by Jimmy Jennings. Long throw. Spurley's got it. And there are two away on the play. Owens goes to third base for Hollandale. 6-3 put out at first base. Gavin Fishnick will be the batter. He has laid down a sacrifice and also lined out in this game. Alt with the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Owens back to third base. Alt is set. Here's the pitch. Foul back for strike one. One ball and one strike. Person could make some money at these games, setting up tents and selling special guest seats. Best seats in the house. Strike two on Fishnick. Taken all the way, nothing and two now. Gavin back and ready. A runner awaits at third base for Hollandale, trying to get a hit. Bouncer back to the pitcher. Alt fields, throws easily to first in time, and that'll do it in the seventh inning. No runs and a hit, no errors. One left on for Hollandale. We go to the bottom of inning number seven. The Arena Aces trying to punch a ticket to next week's second-round hometown baseball playoff action. They lead it 5-1 in this best of nine innings. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch them out in Arena. Seventh inning stretch on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer, get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99.
And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Bosquet Bell and get the good stuff.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
It is the bottom of the seventh inning. Trey Schulte will lead it off for the Arena Aces. They are leading it 5-1. Bottom of seven here today on a hot one this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, whatever you have planned. Don't forget about the Walk with Grace radio auction getting underway tomorrow. It'll be a 10 o'clock start time, 10 until noon on WYCO radio. So here is Schulte. He has walked, singled, and scored, and grounded out. The pitch is going to be bounced right back up through the box. Thompson can't play it. It's a base hit. Trey Schulte having a big day. That's his third, well, that's the second hit, third time on base today. That'll bring up Dawson Cole.
Number 12.
He has flown out to center. He has grounded out and singled to knock in a run. Arena loaded the bases and stranded him there in the previous inning. Trey Schulte with a lead at first base. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball, no strikes to the batter. Slight lead for Schulte over at first base. Aiden Fishnick, who's been on since the fourth inning to pitch. Pitch with a runner going. This one, a hit and run on. It's a fly ball to center. Center fielder coming on. Can't get it. Base hit. Runner going to third. There's a throw there. The tag, and they didn't get him. Sliding around it is Trey Schulte. Base hit for Dawson Cole. Bottom part of the order doing well here. And Keegan Jost will be the batter. Jost today has an RBI, had a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. First two on for Arena in the seventh inning. Again, leading it by four runs. Aiden Fishnick back to work. Here comes the pitch to Chelsea Bunce and brings the bat back. It's a ball. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order. Eli Ault due next. Eli will be up for the fifth time today. Only the third time officially. He's walked a couple of times. Here's the pitch. He'll bunt it foul outside of the bag at first base and strike one. 1-1 to the hitter. Egan Chose checking the sign. Now timeout. Looks like the manager for Hollandale is out to have a word with his infield and his pitcher as well. I'm not sure the pitch count today, or the limit for Aiden Fishnick. They had kind of a short lease on Tandler Ames. He went till the fourth inning, and after he had two out, walked a batter, and they pulled him. But it was coming up on the third time through the lineup for Arena's batters. I believe we're going to have a pinch runner.
Roman Jensen.
Roman Jensen is coming in for the DH, Dawson Cole. So Roman is on the other side of the lineup there, being hit for today. He comes in for the DH as a runner. Hollandale out to talk about situations right here. They're going to stay with Aiden Fishnick. So the timeout is over. he can show today back in a position where he could possibly get something across for Arena. Time is taken. Lots of timeouts in this game. All right. Pitcher back to the mound. Runners at 1-3. Schulte with just some incredible running today, getting all the way over to third base bag on that one, which was a little dribbler. But it just got between infield and outfield. Pitch with the runner going first to second. It's a ball, and there'll be no throw. Stolen base for Roman Jensen. Runners at 2-3 now. Arena with a big-time threat going. Fishnick to the belt, the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. 3-1 now on Schoes. Base hit could put in two more for the Aces. Fishnick back and ready. Here's the pitch, curveball strike. Two on the batter now, full count on Keegan Schoes. Fishnick looking for the glove from Gordon. The payoff pitch bounced foul outside of first. He'll come back and try it again. Keegan Schoes with a battle going here in the seventh inning. Arena leading big time in the hit department. They've got two of them this inning. Looks like 11 hits for the game as I add it up on the fly. Full count offering now to Keegan Schoes. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike three. Caught him looking. There is one away. Third strikeout for relief pitcher Aiden Fishnick. And we go back to the top of the order. Eli Alt, who's been on board three out of four times. He has singled, flown out, walked, and he has scored one run. Here's the pitch. This one popped foul outside of third and out of play. Strike one. Almost hit the Eli Alt fan club over in the shelter area. That was close. Picking on his family. Nothing in one from Fishnick. Here's the pitch. Ripped to right. Well hit. The right fielder won't get it. It's over his head. It'll score two. Trey Schulte is in. Roman Jensen is coming in. Eli Alt still motivating. He's the third with a triple. How about that? Arena takes a lead of 7-1. My, oh, my. Alt pounding that opposite way. And earlier in the season, he was telling us that didn't feel like he was hitting the ball, seeing the ball very well. But when you start going opposite way like that, you got something going. And that's going to be it, I believe, for Aiden Fishnick, the Hallandale manager, out of the dugout. And he will be taken from the pitching position. Two runs across. That makes it a 7-1 lead for Arena. And Aiden Fishnick will be leading the game. 24, Ethan James will be the third pitcher of the day for Hallandale. James coming into work. He'll be seeing Jimmy Jennings in just a moment with a runner at third and only one away. Summer baseball all summer long. The summer is going by really quickly. We recognize more of our sponsors. We'll be back to Arena Community Park in just a moment with more on WRCO Radio Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Pitching change made in arena. Ethan James now in to pitch. Coming in from the bench for Hollandale, Aiden Fishnick leaving. He was the second pitcher. During his time, he strikes out a total of 3. Struggled at times with control. In fact, he walked the first 2 batters he faced and wound up walking a total of 3 while being in there, giving up a total of 4 base hits, it looks like. So here is Jimmy Jennings with a runner at third. The bouncer is foul down the third base line. Strike 1. Looks like a pinch runner now in for Eli Ault over at third base. Or a courtesy runner. Ault, the pitcher, taken out. One away, runner at third base. Nothing in one from James. Dime is back in. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. 1-1 to Jimmy Jennings. Wyatt Miller pinch running at third, getting a big lead. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Arena now off to a 6-run lead. This one chopped towards short. Playing shallow as Thompson brings it, throws him out at first base for out number 2. And that'll send Nate Jennings to the plate. 2 runs across in the inning, a 7-1 lead for Arena with a runner at third. The ace is not done yet. They'd like to get another one home here. Nate Jennings has reached on an error. He has flown out. He has walked, and he has singled today. James to the belt. The kick and the pitch. That one is inside. 1-0 to the batter. Crowd curious, well-behaved, and a little subdued in the heat today, I think. Although the arena fans have had a lot to cheer about. This one fouled back. It is a strike. 1-1 on Nate Jennings. No home runs in this game. We've had a couple that were, well, at least warning track depth, but it's a big ballpark here. 1-1. James with a pitch, got away, ball 4. They're going to try to score the run. The runner coming home, sliding in safely is Wyatt Miller. He gets in under the tag of the pitcher, and Arena leads it by a score of 8-1. James scoring on a wild pitch. Count goes to 2-1 on Nate Jennings. Not a big distance between the catcher and the backstop here. Sliding in safely, the runner, Miller. It was a close play, no doubt about it, but good call by the umpire, Glenn Schulte. James set to work to Nate. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, headed up the middle and in there for a base hit. It's another arena base hit. And Nate Jennings will round and look. 2-out base hit. That'll bring up Zach Cady. Arena continuing to make contact. That's one of the things that Nick Larson told us way back when on the pregame show. You just got to make contact to put the ball in play. And that's what they did last time. Hollandale made a lot of errors last time. Not as many today. I believe they have just 2 errors. But last time, there were at least 7 unearned runs in that game. Today, Arena has earned them all. This one down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Cady is the number 7 hitter of the order in this inning. 3 runs across. The pitch from James is just a bit low. 2 balls and no strikes to Arenas, Zach, Cady. Taps it. Ready. Nate Jennings leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward third and over the shortstop and in there for a base hit. Wendler went down on it. It kind of came up and made a funny hop, and the shortstop trying to back it up. It's over his head as well. And Cady will reach base. Alan Spurley, the batter. He has grounded out, singled a couple of times, and he is popped out. 3 runs across, 2 runs aboard here in the 7th inning for Arena. James checks the lead runner at second base. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low. 1 ball, no strikes to Al Spurley. Al with a clutch hit back in the third, got that run home with the chance to get Arena on the board. They've scored every one since. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly between first and second. Picked up. Nobody covering the bag. The pitcher hustling over there and just got there in time ahead of Al Spurley. Jones had to sprint over there to get it from the first baseman making the fielding of that play, and that will do it. 3-1 put out. Retires Arena. They do come back for a 3 spot here in the ball game, and now lead it by a score of 8-1 over visiting Hollandale. In hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Attention, Richland Center.
A Walk with Grace fundraiser alert. Team Booney Tunes is looking for businesses or homeowners who would like the Grace guitars displayed at their location for 1 week for a donation of any amount. Only in Richland Center, please. Call Jim, the Grace Guitar Man, at 608-647-4497 for more information.
Welcome back to Arena. Just taking a little stroll around, getting the legs loosened up here a little bit. New pitcher for Arena, Daniel Yonke. He's the third pitcher of the day for Arena, replacing Eli Alt, who struck out 3, gave up a hit, and no walks in 2 innings of relief work here today. Yeah, I do. Thank you. Come on back here. That is Daniel Yonke on the mound. Watched him pitch at River Valley, and one of the best games ever that he ever pitched. I saw him throw for the Blackhawks back in the day. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. All these guys. What a heritage of baseball at River Valley through the years. 1 ball, no strikes. Yonke from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes to the hitter here in the inning. It is an 8-1 lead for Arena. We're in the 8th. Yonke trying to find the range. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1 on Damon Hendrickson. Center fielder for Hollandale. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes Arena, six out the way from a date in the next weekend of home talent action. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and he got him. There is one away. Back to the top of the order, and Casey Helgeson. Helgeson has grounded out, struck out, grounded out. Facing Yonke here in the inning. Top of the order for Hollandale. Tap in the plate is Helgeson. He is ready from the windup. Yonke with a pitch. Curveball is to left field. Base hit. So Helgeson will round and look with a one-out hit. That will bring up Kyle Thompson. Thompson, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts today.
Kyle Thompson.
Made some dynamic plays at shortstop, though. And coming in against Yonke, one on, one away in the eighth inning. Daniel says yes to the sign. The pitch, swing and a foul back. Nothing in one. One of the things Arena has going for it is the good line of pitching with Nate Jennings and Eli Alk. This guy, Daniel Yonke, and Ethan Wickman when he's here. Other guys have thrown in their history and could throw. Here's the pitch. Pop right field side. Katie digging from right field, going over, and he makes the grab and got it in a nice play right before he got to the out-of-play area. There are two away.
Number two, Terry Gordon.
Boy, Zach Katie has had to make some plays in right field as well. Two up, two out, I should say, and one remains at first for Trey Gordon. Trey has popped out. He is lined out, and he has struck out today. Runner getting the lead. Al Spurley playing the bag over here at first base for the Aces. Yonke with a pitch. Bounced foul. Nothing in one. Our next game for home talent broadcast. Well, if Arena can hang on and win next Sunday. Runner leads. Helgeson by a few paces. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike, two, call. Yonke looking good here in this relief stint. Good command of the curve. Back now working from the stretch. The 0-2, he comes with a fastball and it's high. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Gordon back in, right-handed batter. Helgeson gets a good-sized lead at first. The 1-2 from Yonke bounced towards short. Waiting on it is Jennings, throws to second base, and Eli Alt covering the bag, and he gets it in time for out number three. Gordon into a fielder's choice. That ends the eighth inning. No runs and a base hit. No errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of inning number eight. Arena leads it 8-1 over Hollandale at home talent Western Section Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha!
I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning. Max Miles will lead it off for Arena. Trey Schulte and then Dawson Cole to follow. It is an 8-1 lead for Arena here in the eighth inning. Word is from Blanchardville today. Blanchardville wins 5-4 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. That means the winner of this game will be in Blanchardville next week. So that would mean Arena can hang on and win. And this will indeed be their last home Sunday game here at the friendly confines. So that's the way it looks anyway. Blanchardville, the number two seed, getting the win today. Taking a strike is Max Miles. Nothing in one. Ethan James, the third pitcher for Hollandale. On to work the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. Nothing in two on Miles. He steps back out, steps back in against James. From the windup, here's the pitch. Bounced toward third. That stays fair. Picked up by the third baseman. Wings it across and got him. Miles thrown out. Jackson Wendler over Chase Ignatius. And there is one away. That will bring up Trey Schulte. Trey's had a big day today. Walked. He has singled and scored twice. Coming on here in the eighth inning for the Arena Aces. James from the mound, and here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing in one. Tapping the plate is Trey Schulte and ready to work again. James from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One and one. Outfield shaded toward left field a little bit for Ethan James. Here comes the windup for James, and the pitch bounced towards center field. Backhanded by the second baseman. Throws. Nice dig by Ignatius. And there are two up and two down in the order. That robbed Trey Schulte of a hit. Arena has not gone 1-2-3 this entire day. They sent only four to the plate in the second inning. But they've had some big innings. They sent seven to the plate in the fourth inning. And then sent eight to the plate in the seventh inning. Here is Robson batting for Arena in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Danny Robson with his first plate appearance today. James from the windup. The 1-0 offering is inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. James looking for the target from Gordon. And the pitch, bullseye, strike one. The count goes to 2-1 to the hitter. James takes it back to the mitt. 2-1 offering is taken a little low, and it's ball three. 3-1 to the hitter. James back to the belt. And here's the pitch. Robson off the handles. Foul ball for a base side. Strike two. Arena will be three outs away from getting to the next level. They'll be facing the 4, 5, and 6 batters in the top of the ninth inning. Arena's had a couple of big innings, 3 runs in the 4th, 3 in the 7th. Payoff pitch coming up for the batter. James with the pitch to Robson. It's a swing and a miss, and they got him. That'll do it. First time today, Arena has gone 1-2-3 in the order. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Arena trying to win it. Three outs away, they lead it 8-1 over visiting Hollandale here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Katie Bedward. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you are prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call us at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, Arena has another pitching change. They're going back to Eli Ault to try and close this one out and to get a playoff victory. First ever home playoff game for the Arena Aces. And it has gone pretty well here. They're trying to finish it three outs away now as we go to the top of the ninth inning. 8-1, Arena in the lead. And the leadoff hitter is Chase Ignatius. He'll be followed by Trenton Owens and Brant James. And Ault, who came on and worked a couple of innings previously, Daniel Yonke came on to work the eighth. And now it's back to Ault in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Eli trying to finish it out here strong for the home team. 1-0 offering. There's the pitch. Shot the corner and missed again. Two balls and no strikes. Ignatius with one hit on the day. Here's the wind in the fire. This one ripped to right center. Lots of trouble. Big gap out there. It's going to hit the gap and roll to the fence. Ignatius around first. Digging for second. He's got a double as the throw comes on. So leadoff double for Hollandale in the ninth inning. Trenton Owens will be the batter. He has struck out. He's been hit by a pitch. And he has doubled. So Arena trying to shut the door on this Hollandale team. Sometimes those last three outs are tough ones to get. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Owens with a big old cut on that one. He was looking for the Field of Dreams corn out there in left field. Nothing in one. All to the next pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike two. That was just a cry and shame pitch if you're the batter. Nothing in two. Ault checks the runner. Here's the pitch. This one lifted to right. Going on is Zach Cady. And he's got it. Runner tags and then gets back. Nice play. Actually, that was not Cady. That was, let's see. Staying in the game was Danny Robson. Nice catch out there in right field, and there is one away. Zach Cady's had to make some plays out there today as well. So one away, runner stays at second. The batter is Brant James. He has grounded out, he has walked, and he has lined out to right field. Ignatius leads from second base. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the middle, and it is a diving play by Jennings. Comes up throwing and got him. Robbed him. Base hit on the play. Ignatius goes to third. Holy mackerel, nice play by Jimmy Jennings for out number two. Second time today, he's just kind of dove and thrown caution to the wind there. Makes a nice play, and now a two-way Arena one out away from officially saying we've won a playoff game. And this will be Jackson Wenhausen. He has reached after being hit by a pitch. He has flown out and grounded out. Her ball hangs high from Eli Ault. One ball and no strikes. 8-1 Arena, one out away here in the ninth inning. Ault back to the belt. Runner at third base for Hollandale. The pitch popped up. Foul ball. Out of play. A long, loud strike. One ball and one strike. Stay tuned for our Home Talent Baseball postgame show today on WRCO. Here comes the next pitch. Third ball is outside for a ball. Count goes to 2-1. Wendhausen today trying to keep the game going. 2-1 from Ault. The pitch. There's a bullseye. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The Arena Aces. A strike and out away from moving on to next Sunday. Runner at third. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Oh, just missed outside. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes to Wendhausen. Makes his way out. All ready. Here's the pitch. Down low. He walked in. Second base runner for Hollandale. And that'll bring up Gavin Fishtank.
Number 19, Dakota James.
Nope, that's Dakota James now batting. Dakota wearing number 19. He'll hit here in the ninth inning. Runners at the corners.